What up, K-State Nation? Another episode of the Purple Project Podcast starts right now. Eddie Greer. Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports post. Let's go with a mini postcast edition coming up here in just a minute. Football right around the corner. Now, officially, less than a month away. Got men's and women's basketball coming up later on. This fall, volleyball, the start of volleyball and soccer, the regular season anyways, around the corner as well, cross country. Coming up, we have not mentioned, talked about cross country too much. That might be something that comes up this weekend while Eddie's running around and so much more. If this is your very first time listening to this podcast, again, thank you so much for taking time out of your Thursday, August 6th, 2026, to do so. On this podcast, and this is, I call it a mini pod, not a mini pod, this is a podcast, a mini postcast, because K-State Women's Soccer was on the field in Omaha, Nebraska last night, and I kind of already figured that they would, in a draw, which it did last night, as Colleen Corbin began officially, well, you can say, well, not yet, but that will come up in a couple weeks later on this month, as they'll be taking on officially Hawaii, K-State Women's Soccer is, to open up the 2026 campaign. But right now, preseason for head coach Colleen Corbin's team, and it was a draw, nothing there last night in Omaha, Nebraska there. And we are in, look, since the K-State Women's Soccer program has started, you can take it all the way back to Mike DeBeanie. Look, this program has only had two coaches. Mike DeBeanie, over 10 years. And now you have... and now you have Colleen Corbin, obviously, right? And this team's calling card is the defense. Right? You know what you're going to get there, obviously. But, hey, the handcuffs with this team last year and why they missed the tournament with all these draws. I understand, and we're probably going to have this same conversation in this season like we did last year in some of the offseason, that, yes, it's part of the game. Yeah, I understand that, but K-State, if they're going to win more games this year, they're going to have to learn to put the ball in the net more. I understand the preseason game, nothing. I understand that, but this team, and when I looked at this roster, they're missing one key piece on this roster. Hannah Palmer, right? She was in the middle of everything last year, creating chances, scoring goals. And if I triple check this roster, she ain't on there this year. That's a huge miss. That's a huge unfortunate miss. Now I don't know where Hannah Palmer went. I know she went to the transfer portal, obviously, if she's not with K-State this year. But that's unfortunate there. Looking at some of the notes that I take a little bitty peek from our guy Ethan Fitzgerald, covering K-State women's sports. K-State, outshot the Mavericks last night, 11-1. Gosh, 11-1. It looks like this 6-1. It looks like on shots on goal, and that was in favor of K-State there. Hey, if you're going to win, and this is why, maybe not why, but look, this is why K-State's in the second half of the league. You're going to have to put the ball in this net, because eventually you're going to have to put, with a good defense, you have an awesome goalkeeper in Maddie Sibling, but somebody offensively is going to have to pick up the pace there as well. Let me see here. These were the starters last night for Colleen Corbin in the preseason. Game one against Omaha. Again, ends up, nobody scored in the preseason game last night in Omaha, Nebraska, as K-State opened up their first of two preseason games against Omaha. K-State Women's Soccer did last night. Officially opening up the K-State activities sports-wise for 26-27. It doesn't officially begin until a couple of weeks when soccer will open us up in Hawaii. Eddie Greer, Pro Watcher Podcast, all things Cajun sports. Hey, it is officially my Friday, but it is Thursday, August 6, 2026. Here, I will record something for Saturday later on after work. So I gotta hopefully get through this work day with no more issues, but I can't control that. I'm not going in. Friday, Saturday, I don't go anyways. It's my off days anyways, but somehow I find myself working 6 days almost all week. But not this week, because Eddie will be running around trying to shake things up again in the Backyard Ultra, which I recorded that episode on the EG3 side, the three wide pile with EG3. Go check that out. I will be recording ahead. Hopefully I'll still be busy. So we pretty much covered all the bases this week, which I am shocked. Definitely EG3 side for sure. I'm gonna record ahead. I'm gonna record Saturday's episode where we're gonna K-State women's basketball. Oh, by the way, got another international recruit for this season's roster, so we're gonna have that. That's gonna be Saturday's episode there as well. But yes, and then just a reminder: there's plenty of time to talk about football. I understand that, but there's other K-State sports around there, and just like I told y'all, I'm gonna keep nailing this into the wall. If there's a game, particularly on a weekday, like a soccer game or a volleyball game, let me see here. I know basketball's coming up later. We'll discuss all that. We're going to do little things slightly a little bit different, right? We're going to put all the focus on that. We're not, there's other K-State sports podcasts, great content that obviously has every angle covered of football and basketball for that matter, men's basketball. Not women's basketball, which, again, that's why it makes us different, right? And that's why EG3 is different. It's that dude, right? Things are clearing out here in KC as far as the weather goes. It was thundering last night. Like, huh, I didn't see that coming. Well, typically, Midwest weather stuff here in late summer. But here in the start, we're getting way off track. But I just want to reiterate that. Oh yeah, by the way, NFL football is tonight, by the way. Hall of Fame game. Back to K-State women's soccer preseason last night, going 0-0 against Omaha last night, Omaha, Nebraska. If there's a game, solely focus on one of the teams, we will focus on that team. Football's gonna get all the shine. No question. On the weekends. No question. No question about it. We'll do the previews. And all that, that's for the back end of the weekend, right? But if there's a game, if there's big news, yeah, we'll cover it. But if there's a women's soccer game or a women's volleyball game, all that attention is going to be on that, right? So there's that. Let me see here. Oh, I got to wait on this thing here. All right. So, man, we're rocking and rolling this week on the show. Anyways, all right, here was the starters last night. Therefore, let me see here. Let me get back up a little bit here. See if no, I will not do that. Okay, so let me see here. Yeah, so Maddie Sibling, I just told you a few moments ago, started that's your goalkeeper. Lily Henderson, Ryland Rental returns from last year's squad, right? Lauren Moylan, Gabby Dimmers, Reese Walrod, McKinnon Braswell. I think McKinnon Braswell was on the team last year as well. Langley Myers, Anna Pagano, Chloe Dilbeck, and Allison Marshall. Marshall was also on last year's roster as well. So Marshall, just what stands out right now, Rantal, Marshall, and maybe Braswell. Somebody out of that group, or even some of the new guys, somebody going out of step of scoring. There's no Hannah Palmer. So that was stunning to be right there. Offensively, somebody's gonna have to get it going. And maybe Seattle next, the final preseason game next week, or next, a week from today, actually. They can get the defense is there. That is not a question there. But you know, Casey had a chance. I know it's not a regular season, Eddie. It's not a regular season game. Yeah, I understand. I get it. But at some point or another, you know, you're gonna need a goal. I mean, your defense can only do so much. Your offense is gonna have to pull up, show up, pull up, and show out. That. At the end of the day, you know, yes, you know, you get a point for it. I understand that. But again, somebody's gonna have to be creative on offense this year. Somebody's gonna have to pick up slack on the offense side. Defense, there's no question. I think K-State underratedly is up there when it comes to the defense and goalkeeper. I think the goalkeeper, they got one of the best in the conference. And that might be me being biased. That's all right. But the offense, somebody is going to have to step up to the plate and deliver. That's all that means right there as well. So, yeah, man, actually, it's good finally to be talking sport, talking games on this podcast. So there's that. So, yeah, so last night the preseason opened up for the K-State women's soccer team and head coach Colleen Corbin. About to begin her second season at the helm with K-State women's soccer. 0-0 last night against Omaha, and of course next week their last of two preseason games. They'll be at Boozer Family Park. There we go. I have screwed that up this summer. Boozer Family Park taking on Seattle University next Thursday, a week from today, to end things there. And then, of course, Hawaii. I don't have the date. Sorry. All I know is Hawaii the following week. So they got to go over there to open up the 2026 season. Meanwhile, the women's volleyball team will open up against Texas A&M Corpus Christi. And you already know football, right? Football, less than a month now, officially. Fall camp has officially started. Or probably been started, but I wasn't sure, and I told y'all guys that. So, but saw the pictures. Yep, Colin Klein, their staff, Avery Johnson and company, back to work as they get ready for Nichols to kick off the 2026 season and officially open up the Colin Klein era at Kansas State as far as the head coach is concerned. Anyways, as Colin Klein makes his epic return to Manhattan, Kansas. The Pro Project Podcast, all this K-State sports, you can get it. We're a podcast from Free and Bible Daily over at Chester Court. K-State content, iTunes, Spotify. Y'all know what they're talking about is. Pro Project Podcast, all this K-State sports. Make sure you do. You want to be a part of the action this fall, which is right in, well, the last a little bit last of the summer and into the fall. Definitely, if you're not already, make sure you are subscribed to this podcast, folks. I will be recording ahead. I will record Saturday's episode tonight. I'm going to do that tonight, and then that way, I will record some tomorrow after my little pre-race run. And then, yeah, man, I don't actually plan to record it again until probably Monday at the latest. Yeah, so there's that as well. But oh, there will be an episode on Sunday. So maybe I'll just do that there as well. But yes, make sure you are subscribed to this podcast. Everyday coverage of K-State there as well. So whether it is women's soccer, postcast after every K-State athletic event, volleyball, cross country. And I might do something on cross country this weekend since I'm running around. Or hopeful to run around most of the weekend. Definitely make sure you subscribe to this podcast. Make sure, hey, go ahead and make sure to tell a fellow K-Stater about this podcast. Alex Hayden out there in San Diego, California. Eddie Greer here in Kansas City, Missouri. Preseason activity last night. Kansas State women's soccer, K-State Omaha. Nobody scored in the preseason. And next, for the women's soccer team, the final of two games of the preseason, they'll take on Seattle University back in Manhattan, Kansas next week. Eddie Greer here in Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another podcast edition of the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports with Cats.